A foundation connected to illustrious filmmaker George Lucas is donating $1.5 million to the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge. The three-year grant from the George Lucas Family Foundation enables the museum to create multimedia experiences on-site, online, and for traveling exhibitions. The museum's Director of Digital Learning and Engagement, Rich Bradway, says a digital gallery tour will allow visitors to experience augmented reality using their mobile devices.
And look at, say, the painting of the Golden Rule in his studio, and that will recognize the painting and then pull up a video of Rockwell talking about working on the Golden Rule while he's in his studio.
Going even further, Bradway says the Norman Rockwell Museum wants to try out virtual reality experiences.
It could be something where we've created a room that's sort of VR and everything's sort of projected on walls, and people can go up to the walls and sort of interact with them as if they're in a painting or if they're in an environment. You know, like say, for example, you know, I think a lot of people just lose context of like what life was like in mid-20th century and kind of like the sweet spot for Rockwell. And this gives people the opportunity to, you know, understand that, you know, like in the 30s and 40s, you know, there weren't many televisions, there wasn't the internet, you know, it was really, you know, paintings and magazines and the radio.
The museum's manager of media services, Jeremy Clough, says the efforts make its collection more accessible and engaging. The Norman Rockwell Archive has more than 100,000 photographs, letters, and other items related to the famed Saturday Evening Post illustrator.
To be able to take people back in time to when these works were created, and you know, just another layer to make it a much more rich experience.
The museum also plans to modify its teacher and student curriculum resources using the grant. Bradway says teachers will be able to mold lessons to their needs and pull content from other institutions that the Norman Rockwell Museum partners with.
If we're doing something and we're covering like civil rights or World War II or what have you, and we have this content from Rockwell, but you know, we find that we could utilize content from another institution, and I'll just say, you know, for the World War II, it could be like the FDR Library. You know, they have a wealth of information that could go to support the curriculum that we're developing.
The museum is planning an online media hub with podcasts, interviews, and lectures. The organization will also launch a national social media campaign to engage young audiences to create an online conversation forum.
If you go on Facebook or Twitter or what have you, you know, one of the interesting things is that Rockwell is probably one of the most memed artists in existence. So, you know, you'll always find like a Freedom From Want meme where it could be, you know, a Star Wars Freedom From Want. They're all sitting around the table, or it could be Disney.
Finally, a portion of the $1.5 million gift will support a traveling exhibition to be announced this fall. More than 6 million people have visited the Norman Rockwell Museum since it opened in 1969, while more than 5 million have attended its traveling exhibitions. The museum says Lucas, of Star Wars and Indiana Jones fame, is an avid collector of Rockwell's artwork. The foundation's earlier $500,000 gift has supported the museum's multimedia efforts over the past 2 years. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.